He's no different than the rest of us. And if we would have been caught, we would have been prosecuted.
Linda Sabiga is from the town of Boston. She was selling vegetables from Sabiga Farms with her husband Wednesday. She voiced disgust against Collins after learning of the indictment. Even though she was once a big Trump supporter, now she's not so sure.
Because all the politicians are hooked up with something that is bad, most of them. We need to clean house. And I feel have no mercy for him whatsoever or his family.
I was really shocked when you said that. I mean, really shocked.
Peter Sabiga also weighing in, noting that Collins has remained a big Trump supporter. Some are claiming this is part of a political witch hunt, but Sabiga disagrees.
He got caught, and they're cracking down on these, and let him pay the consequences.
I'm a firm believer in innocent until proven guilty.
Dan Childs of Childs Blueberry Farm was in a nearby vendor stand. He's from Humphrey, New York, near Ellicottville. Childs says insider trading is wrong, but he will wait to see the outcome of the Collins investigation.
I'm glad that they check up on things like this, and insider trading is wrong, but everybody is innocent, presumed innocent until found guilty. So I'll wait and see where the cookie crumbles.
I'm surprised, of course.
Erie County lawmaker Lynn Dixon of Hamburg also offering reaction. Hamburg is one of the largest towns in Collins District.
I'm sure there are going to be plenty of questions in the days and weeks and months to come. And again, not knowing the facts, and let's hear details of the investigation. Let's see where it goes.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.